This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Iran has executed four people for having alleged links with Israel's Mossad security service. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Local media reported that three men and one woman were executed and several others were sentenced to prison for having links with Israel's Mossad service. The four were charged with kidnapping several Iranian security forces to extract intelligence information, according to Mizan, the news website affiliated with the country's judiciary. The report also said several others working with the same group were each sentenced to 10 years in jail. I'm Karen Chamas.
Turkey's state-run news agency says security forces have detained 32 people suspected of links to the Islamic State extremist group. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The suspects were allegedly planning to carry out attacks in synagogues and churches as well as the Iraqi embassy in Turkey. News agency said that the suspects were detained in raids carried out at dawn on Friday in nine provinces. The arrests come a week after police rounded up 304 suspected IS militants in simultaneous raids across Turkey. The Islamic State group has carried out a string of deadly attacks in Turkey, including a shooting at an Istanbul nightclub on January 1, 2017, that killed 39 people during New Year celebrations. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
China has appointed a new defense minister after months of uncertainty following the firing of his predecessor for reasons that have yet to be explained. The official Xinhua news agency announced Friday that former Navy commander Dong Jun will serve in the largely ceremonial role, but offered no comment on the reasons for the switch or the current circumstances of previous minister Li Shengfu, who has not been seen or heard from since August. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. military's secretive X-37B robot space plane blasted off from Florida on Thursday night on its seventh mission, the first launched atop a SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket capable of delivering it to a higher orbit than ever before. Reuters' Ryan Chang reports.
The U.S. Space Force conducted the launch, which came after more than 2 weeks of false starts and delays due to poor weather and technical issues. It's the space plane's seventh mission since 2010. The Pentagon has given few details about how high it will fly this time, but looking at official statements, industry analysts and amateur space trackers speculate that X-37B may be bound for a highly elliptical orbit around Earth, or even a path that could swing it out to the vicinity of the Moon, a region of space in which the Pentagon has taken an increasing interest. The space plane is also carrying a NASA experiment to study how plant seeds are affected by prolonged exposure to the harsh environment of radiation in space.
Ryan Chang from Reuters. Poland's defense forces say an unknown object entered the country's airspace Friday morning from the direction of Ukraine and then vanished off radars, and that all indications pointed to it being a Russian missile. The defense forces said the object penetrated about 40 kilometers into Poland's airspace and left it after about 3 minutes. The defense forces said both its radar and NATO radar confirmed that the object left Polish airspace. It was not immediately clear where the object disappeared from radar or in which direction it had been going. There were no immediate reports of any explosion or casualties. Deutsche Bank has pledged nearly $5 million in funding to help combat human trafficking in the U.S. state of New Mexico. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The announcement comes 7 months after Deutsche Bank settled a lawsuit for $75 million that claimed the German lender should have seen evidence that the late Jeffrey Epstein engaged in sex trafficking when he was a client. A woman who alleged she was abused by Epstein asserted the bank chose profit over following the law. New Mexico's Attorney General Raul Torres is investigating several financial service companies and their role in what he says is a failure to identify sexual abuse and trafficking of underage girls at Epstein's ranch in Santa Fe County. Torres credits Deutsche Bank for recognizing its ongoing responsibility to help combat the problem. I'm Ben Thomas.
French officials say security will be tight across the country on New Year's Eve, with 90,000 law enforcement officers set to be deployed. Of those, 6,000 will be in Paris. The interior minister says over 1.5 million people are expected to attend celebrations on the Champs-Élysées. The minister cited in part a, quote, very high terrorist threat because of, quote, what is happening in Israel and Palestine. Security is of great concern ahead of the 2024 Paris Olympic Games that begin in July. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.